Our portrait this month is the young American chef, Flynn McGarry. McGarry has been cooking seriously since the age of 13. At 19, he opened a gastronomic restaurant in New York.
Flynn McGarry initially wanted to be a painter. Both his parents were in the visual arts, so it's not surprising that he had talent. But then he decided that he was not talented enough, and so he stopped painting. I was like, I don't see this going anywhere. What's the point? At the time, he was 8 years old. By the age of 10, he discovered a new interest, cooking. Unlike art, there was no parental influence here, except perhaps a negative one. We'd have roast chicken once a week, but it was kind of dry, he says of eating at home. And we'd have the same pasta every week, broccoli and sausage. I told my mum I wanted to cook. Taken to the bookshop by his mother, he chose a big volume of French cuisine because it was shiny and covered in plastic. Once he began to explore the recipes inside, there was no going back. It blew my mind. The world was in that book, he says. I stopped caring about school. I just stopped caring about anything other than this one little thing. I was so, so incredibly obsessive about it. 3 years later, he was charging guests $50 for dinners cooked in his bedroom in Los Angeles. It was at this point that he started to attract media attention. Vogue magazine pronounced him the Justin Bieber of food. Time magazine had put him on its cover, and he was widely known as the Teen Chef, a label he has never liked. How many times can you read the phrase teen chef and not think that it detracts from the word chef? It's essentially saying that you're not a fully formed chef, you're a teen chef. That's precisely what some in the restaurant business think, but not those who know him best. A lot of people talk but don't walk the walk, says Esben Holmbo Bang, chef at a triple Michelin-starred restaurant in Oslo, where McGarry did an internship when he was 16. Flynn has talent and determination. He will have success. Leaving his bedroom kitchen, Flynn travelled from city to city throughout his teens with a pop-up restaurant, but his plan was always to have a permanent base in New York. Last year, he achieved his ambition by opening a Manhattan restaurant called Gem, or rather, his big sister opened it because, at the age of 19, Flynn was still too young to have an alcohol license. And as always, he doesn't do things by halves. At Gem, Flynn and his three sous chefs offer only a fixed tasting menu of 12 to 15 dishes at $180 per person, which includes offers such as crab, leek and rose stew, and aged beetroot with greens and bordelaise. That takes self-confidence and working days that are typically 19 hours long. I don't have a girlfriend, I have a restaurant. I'm sure in the future I'll have a balanced life, but that would be the worst thing for me right now. I don't feel that I'm missing out. I feel at home in the crazy pressure and all the insanity of getting dinner ready. Chaud devant, as they say in the business.